Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Darren Monroe. You know, as we get into the end of the year, looking back on 2016 and moving forward, I don't know about you, but I know I sell myself short a lot of the time, and I don't truly charge what I'm worth. You know, I don't value myself enough. And I think that's a problem that a lot of people have, because people will value you as much as you value yourself. And so Darren is coming on the show today to talk about charging what you're worth. And I wanted to have him on again because I think it's a good time for us to sort of look back and reflect on the past year and move forward with a little lighter step. So before we get into our interview today, I want to tell all of you how honored I am that you are spending time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. This show really does span the globe, and I so love that. Today, I want to give a shout out to my friends in Ghana, and I am so honored that people tune in from all over the world. And, you know, I've said this before, but I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world. And perhaps that's you. And that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show for you today. Now remember, you can find the links to all of the internet radio stations and directories that carry the show at my website, BonnieGressel.com. You know, places like iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play, to name a few. So anyway, if you want to go there and be able to click on the icon to take you to your favorite directory or network, that's a place that you can do it. So without further ado, I want to bring Darren Monroe on the show today. Tonight, it's my honor to introduce Darren Scott Monroe. He's an online business consultant. Now, Darren is a funny, gutsy, tell-it-like-it-is online business consultant with over 20 years of marketing background. He started launching websites in 2005 from a FEMA-paid-for hotel running away from Hurricane Katrina. And since that time, has sold over 50,000 programs, products, and services through his companies. He has worked with and for million-dollar companies like Universal, DreamWorlds, and Forbes. And celebrities like Stevie Wonder, Bon Jovi, Eminem, and The Roots, to name a few. He enjoys working with people who take action. Doers, not just thinkers. Businesses earning money online and positive, engaging entrepreneurs who are serious about results. Darren specializes in helping your online business stand out from the contrast, from the 100% of your competition, so that you can charge more money. Darren, I am so excited to have you here tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you. Wow, that's a great introduction. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, and I'm so happy to have you here because this is a hot topic. We're going to have fun tonight. Thank you so much. You know, I say a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. Would you tell us a little bit more about your journey, Darren, and what brings you to who you've become today and what you're doing in the world?
Okay, great. No problem. I'll basically start off where in college, some people in college said you'd be great working at this company we're interning at, which is called Universal. So I went over there as an intern at first, and then later on it turned into a job very quickly, inside of 6 months. What I ended up doing is working companies like Universal and DreamWorks and MCA and Motown, everything under the Universal umbrella as it relates to music and film. And I'm a native New Yorker raised in Chicago. So here I am in Chicago doing this, having a lot of fun. But then all of a sudden the industry was about to implode because of all the free music sharing and everything that was happening. So I went from there to a transition moment of roughly about 24 months over to radio. But it wasn't just in Chicago. It was somebody who wanted me to go from Chicago all the way down to New Orleans. And I ended up going to New Orleans and becoming the promotional person there, doing my thing in the promotions department, helping as a assistant director of promotions or whatever the big title was. The point is, I ran a lot of stuff online, created a lot of campaigns for almost every major brand you can think of, including the U.S. Army, the Simpsons, as well as Coca-Cola and Nissan, and you just name it. Just if there's a brand, I basically was behind something online for three flagship stations for Clear Channel. And then all of a sudden, I met this wonderful lady who came over from San Antonio, Texas. She started dating after asking me several times because I never dated at work before. It worked out. She was real nice. Her name was Car, my wonderful wife. And sure enough, we were living together 10 years ago, thinking about, okay, we might get married in the next 6 months or so. And sure enough, that's when a storm hit called Katrina. And my San Antonio wife and my Chicago self, being allergic to hurricanes and dying, we decided to move for our allergies and fled halfway across the South. I mean, imagine grabbing all your stuff, putting it in the back seat, in the trunk, and everything, your computer in tow, and you're driving straight up the Mississippi Highway. And on the other side, well, what's happening is we're driving and the ground's shaking. We couldn't figure out, well, why is the ground shaking? And then shortly we see why. We look on the other side and there's a caravan of more emergency vehicles, trucks, and National Guard and Army, the real Army, not to knock down the National Guard, but the Army, like, services, they weren't kidding. There were so many people who were there, and it was like, oh, man, it was just getting ready to be crazy. So we fled. Went to Memphis, waited out Memphis. When that storm showed up in Memphis as a tropical storm, we knew, Bonnie, there was a problem. When we started seeing our local Target store underwater, we knew there was a problem. And obviously, we weren't going back, so we had to do something. We went over to San Antonio, where Clear Channel Radio, now known as iHeartRadio, is located. And my wife had been working there in corporate for years, and then she decided to go over to New Orleans. So that's how we met. So she went there and started working, but, hey, I didn't have some stations to promote yet. So, and there was nothing to do. So all I, you know, I kept thinking about it, and I started working on websites. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do this, launch websites online and just kind of get out of this. This might be a time to really, in the midst of tragedy, become from victim to victor sort of approach, where I can turn this into an entrepreneurial endeavor. I always wanted to do it. Started launching entertainment sites where for music and all sorts of other cool stuff, right? Next thing you know, I started going over to these other sites, the niche-based sites, small niche-based sites. Next thing you know, I have 100-plus sites. And it was crazy. I got to the point to where I was actually almost working for a living but earning money, which is weird because I wasn't happy. So I bumped into Bob Proctor in Arizona and came to one of his events from The Secret. And Bob Proctor asked in that cool Canadian voice, Darren, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, Bob Proctor. And he wouldn't let me call him Mr. Proctor. I mean, Mr. Proctor, no, call me Bob. I'm Bob Proctor. So he's saying to Bob Proctor, he's a really nice guy. And sure enough, he said, Darren, you got to do what you love. You're really good at what you do. He's just very an encourager, a great guy. And he talked about what I need to focus on, what I need to be happy on and do. And then I said, you know what? I can show people how to start what they were doing online in their business and everything. But then when I got out there, this is the big mistake, and that's where we go into charging for more money. I was doing it for pennies on the dollars, working for pennies on the dollar. You know, Bonnie, when I put it together, an analyst put it together for me, between 2007 and 2011, I lost $3 million in sales, not charging more. So when you talk about undervaluing yourself, and I was listening to you earlier, we talk about, you know, people say no or, you know, challenges that you have of charging premiums. You know, a lot of those things I pretty much grew past over the years because it's like, okay, you know, I think about the math. And when I put the math together, it makes the most sense. So here I am charging low. All of a sudden, you know, one of our fellow mentors, Frank Kern, comes in the picture and says, I'm going to have an event. I go out to his event. And this is what's crazy. You never know who's willing to pay you more as a current customer or as a prospect. Don't think for one second that people won't pay more. You will. You shoot yourself in the foot like I did at the tune of $3 million. We're at this event, and I'm saying, and he's saying to me in Las Vegas, he's like, hey, Darren, you could charge $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $12,000 for what you do. I'm telling you, you could do it. I'm like, eh, people on my email list, they wouldn't be interested in that. I move over to the side, and another 10 people come over and talk to Frank. But 7 out of those 10 people, Bonnie, came over to me and told me they're on my list. They're on my cheap little $20 list. At a $15,000 event. And yeah. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, this is crazy. And Frank's laughing at me, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, I guess he was right. I shot myself in the foot there, right? So that was the beginning of my transformation. I started going into consulting for the last 3 years. This year, I wanted to have greater impact. So I started, you know, charging more.
Talk a little bit more about that. I mean, once you had the light bulb turned on and you thought, okay, I should be charging more for my services, then what happened?
Well, once I had the right people showing me, okay, what are they doing in their model, right? The thing you asked about what challenge I came up against, that's why I was laughing to myself. Yeah. I'm like, wow. The problem is that if you go out in your marketplace and try to charge like everybody else, or for that matter, be the leader, the price leader, or become the charge leader. In my case, I'm charging through consulting, coaching, you know, group programs. When I'm doing that, when that's happening, you got to remember you have other people out there in your space teaching people a variety of things. So you got to look at what's happening, what are they doing, and how do you become just the opposite? Because the problem becomes if you look anywhere like them, then you're in trouble.
Right.
The problem is that everybody's trying to compete instead of contrast. They're trying to dominate the market instead of differentiate the market. And I'm in the online world where there are 3 billion people out there. So it doesn't make sense to try to dominate or compete or contrast, Bonnie. It's crazy. It's like 100 people trying to go after one chair in a 56-room mansion. It doesn't make any sense. There's more than enough people for you. And what you have to begin to do is change your language. You got to stop looking like them, any of those other people out there. You got to get out of what I call the everyone business and start dealing with the someone business. Mm-hmm. Something happened over the years, online and off. And that is that the more we became connected as a media, the more we changed. What I mean by that is there was a need for experts. So you have people out there who were training about experts, like Brendan Bouchard, Expert Academy, mm-hmm. doing experts, which is great. But the problem is that you can become the expert, but then what about if everybody's an expert in your industry? So what now? Well, now you got to become the number one expert. Okay, you become the number one expert. Then what happens? Well, you have to always fight to be number one. If you're competing, like I said, you are fighting people instead of contrasting from your marketplace where no one can compete with you. The ultimate goal is to become an authority of one, competition of none. You have to X out the relevance of other people without ever competing with them. The only thing you're competing with is yourself, and quite frankly, you're not even doing that. You're contrasting from your marketplace, differentiating quickly. If they are, for instance, you look at Starbucks and you look at Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' Donuts has a greater favor on donuts versus Starbucks that has a greater favor on coffee. They want it. Starbucks wanted to differentiate from that. They wanted to create an environment where you can come here, sit down, study, meet up with people. They wanted that environment. They wanted to differentiate. So it's not just another donut coffee place. You have to get into that mindset. What do people want? What do they value? And how do you bring them into that? What is it they're willing to pay for the most? So I went through this journey to look for what is it they're going to pay for the most? What are they going to invest in the most? What do they value the most? It's what I call trillion-dollar luxury patterns. How do you go into that mindset of thinking, as well as having the format that you should have that you're offering in your marketplace, as well as the positioning you have? Hey, your competitors got the format and the positioning. It's the conditioning that they need, not the conditioning that you have, but the one that your people are already conditioned to pay more money for. So that's the journey I ended up taking, and I had to take, Bonnie.
And so how did that – I mean, how did that change things for you? I would imagine it was like a night and day from what you had been doing.
To this very day, yes, yes. To this very day, Bonnie, it has been. The moment I realized that, one, I didn't have to depend on the market leaders anymore, that I could turn around and say to them, listen, I don't have to be in the everyone business. The moment that I went through this mindset and said, wait a minute, why am I trying to follow leader X, or for that matter, deal with person Y, unless they're your mentor? You know, why in the world am I trying to go through that? Instead, what about me differentiating in my own space? Let me give you an example of that. If you're in the Apple business, why are you trying to sell apples better than everybody else? Why not make apple juice, apple butter, mm-hmm. apple cider? Why not make candied apples? Why in the world are you trying to be in the everyone business when you can be in the someone business, especially online where there's 3 billion people? Why in the world are you trying to do that? Think about it. The most money you ever really want, and that's another thing I did beyond the mindset. Bonnie, the thing I began to change and see is that, wait a minute, the most money I want to earn is I only need less than a couple hundred people who are really excited, who trust me every month to do business with me. So when you're dealing with, for instance, the $100 level, the $500 level, the $1,000 level, the $10,000 level, the $100,000 level, when you're dealing with different levels, it depends. Now, some of you might think, whoa, $100,000, or think, whoa, $10,000. But look at it like this. Even if you did as far as maybe $10,000, $5,000, $1,000, $500 levels. That's incredible. How many people do you need? If you want to earn $50,000 a month, that's nothing but 100 people at 500, 50 people at 1,000, 10 people at 5,000, and 5 people at 10,000. So you really don't need a lot of people. You don't need to go up against everyone. You need to go and find someone and stand out immediately from your marketplace. It was night and day for me because people are like, oh, my goodness, I didn't know I could do that. Oh, my goodness, you're so right. And when you're passionate about your message and what you go through and people resonate with that, you know, there's always got to be a match for somebody who's looking for that. And I don't know anybody who isn't looking how to charge premiums in their business or how to differentiate from the other guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's I think I said this earlier in the show, it's not about the money. Because if they say they don't actually have the cash in the bank or whatever, if they want it bad enough, if what you've got is going to transform their life and they know it and they trust you and they want it so bad, they'll find the money. Yeah, somewhere. They will borrow from family, or they'll put it on a credit card or something, because it's never really about the money anyway.
No, it isn't. Here's the thing. People don't buy. That's one of the biggest myths. People buy based on price. They buy based on value. And the incredible thing that I learned in that journey also, Bonnie, is to have greater impact. Let me give you an example of that. I have a model that I teach people, and I have and my model myself is that, yes, I do have high-end one-on-one consulting in 5 figures. Yes, I have high-end group coaching in 4 figures. But then I have, you know, I've had programs that I have, and I'm, you know, still launching them, where I have programs that are out there and even stuff in beta where people are just coming in at a couple of $100. Why do you want to do that? Well, here's the thing. You want a diverse model out there. Think of Tony Robbins. You're looking at it every day, everyone. They look at Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins has $1 million consulting. He has $10,000 events, but he has $200 programs. And guess what else does he have? The $10, $15 book. Why? Because he wants a greater impact and engagement with his audience. And the same thing goes for anybody out there. If you want to reach more people, you can do that. So if they don't have the money, they may not necessarily have to go and make a loan or anything. They may not be prepared at that level. Some may be, but others, I'm not trying to get you to mortgage your house. The whole idea is, wow, you can't get to the 10,000 101 or the $6,000 level of group coaching. Hey, great. Here's the thing. Get in on a program I'll have for a couple of $100, and you'll learn along the way just as well, and you'll be able to grow into that and maybe even apply it and be able to have that money for more transformation. Remember, the lowest level you have the information. The highest level you're going to have is transformation. Mm-hmm. That's the major difference. So you're not paying for information at $10,000 or investing, for that matter. The information, you're investing in the transformation. What you're really offering everyone is the result, Bonnie. That's the real thing that I talk with you and your husband about, is that the result.
Yeah.
It's all about the result. What is the end result that people are going for? It doesn't matter about your packages and your prices and your other stuff that you have. No matter what it is that you're offering, remember, whatever it is, no matter what business you're in, if you're able to communicate the result, the rest is easy. They're just looking for where they go pay for it.
Right, right. And I think it's, I mean, absolutely right. The result is that's the end. The end result, I guess. But the other thing is, you know, you mentioned having different sort of tiers of programs, packages.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important because people are in different places in their life. Darren, would you share with us maybe your words of wisdom? I mean, if people were only going to remember one thing from tonight's show, what do you want them to go away with? What sort of golden nugget do you want to make sure they get?
Thank you, Bonnie. Actually, this is, I'll make it very simple for you. Everyone listening, understand this. You're more valuable than you think. Never underestimate your talent, your skills, your education, and your experience. Understand that the things that you probably discarded maybe most of your life or even after you've left that job, it happens all the time. And one thing I come across, Bonnie, all the time is people, when they explain their experience to me, I've had people who led armies, who like are generals and colonels from other armies or either in America or across the country, who say, yeah, you know, I want to do this. But, you know, I say, well, what did you do before? Well, I was a colonel in the military. I was a blah, 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 or decorated. And they just downplay their experience. Well, maybe you're not in the military. There are people in the media I've had from all sorts of media, major media news stations and outlets who said they've had backgrounds similar to mine, and they would just discount themselves. Well, maybe you say, well, I'm not in the media. But look at it on a very basic level. Some of you are walking around with treasures in your head that you've never really considered. How can I get out there? Or for that matter, maybe you are doing it, which is great, but you're playing the game on a minor league. How do you play it on a major league and make a difference out there? You are more valuable than you think. Never underestimate the knowledge that you've gained, the information you've gained, your own talents, and everything you have within you, because you can charge a premium based on that, because you, little do you know, people have already secretly been telling you before you even heard this show that you were talented and that you mattered and that you had purpose. If you just stand up for what you believe in and absolutely begin to leverage your four powers, your talent, your skills, your education, your experience, you would be amazed the return you could get. Charge more money by delivering your greatest value.
Yeah, that's awesome advice. And something I think, Darren, that people need to hear, because people struggle with worthiness and am I good enough and the imposter syndrome and all of that sort of thing. So thank you for sharing that piece, because I think people need to hear that. I don't think we can hear that enough. And it's you know, kind of a work in progress for many people. It takes hearing it again and again. And you're right. You know, you hear it from people in your other, you know, your life in general, but we don't always notice it. We poo-poo it, or we say, oh, just that, you know. So thank you for saying that. I think that's a great golden nugget to leave with our listeners tonight. So now tell us a little bit more about kind of what you do and how you work with people and the different tiers of things that you do and products that you have, Darren.
Okay, well, thank you. Listen, I'll make this very simple. I have a site called chargemoremoney.com. It's a very simple site. It doesn't have a bunch of blogs or a bunch of information on it. It's direct and to the point. There are basically four things I do. I do high-end personal mentoring and coaching for people. And what I do for them is in a long term. This is something I'm working out for the year. I'm very sensitive about who I work with, as you can imagine. It's pretty much like saying, hey, I want to come out and marry you. Well, let's find out who you are first. And that's a serious investment. When I say serious investment, we're talking about at a level of $36,000, $3,000 per month. I'm very transparent about it. You can cancel at any time, but it's not for people who are just starting out. It's for people who are really already in business and trying to make a transformation. My average return for people has been 40, though I can't guarantee anything, like no one can, but my average return has been 40 to 300% within 90 days. On the original investment. The whole idea is you're investing in yourself to get the return you want, but it's not for people who are not already established. If you already have things going and you really need to 10X this thing, really push it forward, that's something that's a serious move. The next thing is open only a few times a year, which is charge more money group coaching. And that's something you can go to chargemoremoney.com as well. Click on programs, and under group coaching, join the waiting list, and I'll tell you more about that. That's a $6,000 investment, and that's usually either over the course of 12 weeks or three months, the same thing. And the whole idea is that you're learning how to develop programs that are on a higher end with a very small group of less than 10 people via the web, and we do a lot of personal customization that happens, okay? And then there's a program that I just launched in beta that you can find out about. You're like, okay, well, listen, I don't know you well enough to do 36, and I know I have to go through a process to apply, and I know the group coaching is also a process to apply, but can I get something now to take a look at? There's a fantastic opportunity right now that's in beta. I just launched for the first time, Bonnie, an evergreen program on charging premiums called, ironically, surprise, wait for it, charge more money.
More money.
It's a quick study program, and it's designed to teach you how to really not only charge premiums, but here's the end result. What I just told you about this model, you can do the same thing in every one of your businesses. Almost every business I know, people can charge premiums and put together a premium and break it down to something very simple. That is less than roughly, let's put it this way, that will be $500 when it gets out of beta. But before beta, it's at an incredibly discounted price, which is ironic because I know people say, wow, charge more money, but this incredible price. I know it sounds crazy, but the thing is that we're working out the beta kinks on the back end. You actually get, yes, videos, trainings, but they're not long. This is not designed for you to become a professional learner, but to become a professional earner, not an educator, but a revenue generator. So the idea is that you can go in there and find out or charge more money and click either programs and go down there, or it's up in the top navigation. You can see it right there, very prevalent. So those are the ways to work with me, connect with me, that I can connect with you automatically.
You know, Darren, I think you've got great programs, and I know people are going to want more of you. They're just going to say, I need more of Darren Monroe. But I want to make sure that anyone who's interested knows how to really connect with him after the show tonight. So, Darren, would you share with us the best way for people to reach out to you and connect with you?
Sure, absolutely. Again, the site is chargemoremoney, just like it's spelled, .com. If you go over to the contact once you get to that site, you can reach out to me either via email or calling. Usually it takes us a while as far as the call back because we get a lot of calls a day, and, you know, I try to get people back. But really, the best way is email if you reach out via email and connect with me there. You can also hear my story and learn a little bit more about me and a little more information. And also at that site in the future, I'm going to have some other key social medias that I do as well, because I do a lot of broadcasting online and training online. So there's great things out there for you.
Yeah, and Darren, I know you have a podcast that I know I listened to several episodes, and they're fabulous. They're nice and short and concise. How is the best way for them to reach out and listen to some of the podcasts that you have out there?
All you have to do is, you can Google it now, to charge more money. Charge More Money podcast, and you can hear it. I have over 100 podcasts out there talking about it, training you. So it's over 100 free trainings. If you're in the Periscope world, which is the new hot thing, you can also reach out to me there at Darren Monroe. Look me up. You'll find me there. And then you can also reach out to me now on the brand new broadcast of Blab, which is blab.im/Darren Monroe. So you can reach me there. And I'm out there always training on those mediums and providing great content. And at some point I'm getting a YouTube. I'm really working on it. But, you know, that'll be up next. And you'll find out more if you go on my list at chargemoremoney.com. You can connect with me there.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, lots of ways to get in touch with Darren. And I would listen. I mean, if you're at all interested in this kind of stuff, his podcasts are fabulous. I know I listened to several of them, and I like them because they're nice and short. And so he gets to the point and says what's on his mind, and they're really enjoyable. So, Darren, I want to again thank you for sharing your wisdom, your insight and expertise with all of us here tonight.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.